You know, I'm not here to, you know, throw other people under the bus or talk about what happened, you know, but it's not unprecedented. You know, I think there's been instances where it's happened before, and that's just kind of, it makes me kind of weary just because it's not unprecedented. And I think there's an easier way to get this done, to still respect the Steelers and what they do, and, you know, having, you know, tears out of a contract. But we'll see.
See, that's the part of the press conference yesterday that makes me think he does just want $6 million rolled forward. That part right there. But a lot of our listeners listen to the press conference and they think he wants to make $25 million this year. Well, Jeff Hathorn was there and he could read the body language in addition to hear the words. Jeff, I'm very excited to talk to you about this today. A, how you doing? And B, what was your takeaway from what Cam Hayward's ask is as you come out of that press conference?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he talked to us so he could kind of explain it a little bit. I would say this, like, he's serious about saying, listen, meaning talking to management, when I have an all-pro season, I'm going to come back and ask for more money. Like, he's not surprised. Like, this is something that he fully expected to do. Like, this is not something that was last minute. He said they've been aware of it since February. I think the ask, I think you're right. You know, he mentioned, listen, there's something that's been reported that's kind of out there, that's all you have to do in this scenario. And I think the Steelers are going to do something along those lines. I do. And, you know, you move some money ahead like they did for AB and then talk about next year. I don't envision a contract extension, but I mean, the way he's playing football, I don't know, maybe that is something they would discuss next year, even if it's only for a season.
Jeff, you say that you think that the Steelers are going to move that money forward. Do you think they should? Do you think they should move that money forward and set a new precedent? And, you know, now guys like Derek Harmon can see how this situation operates and, you know, operate differently moving forward. Do you think Cam deserves having money move forward this year?
Yeah, it's a really tough business discussion. And this is why when you do this, you need to take the feelings out of negotiations. As tough as they can be, you need to try to do that. I think you could say, if you've been a 10-time captain and you've done all the things that Cam Hayward has done, then we can have that discussion, much like they did with Ben. Like, if you're a quarterback, you've won a couple of Super Bowls, you could come to us and we could have this type of discussion. It's a hard conversation because I look at it, Doran, this way, like, what if Ramsey has a big year?
Right.
He said, look at this defense. It wasn't like this without me. I need more cash.
That's 100% what's going to happen, too.
Right. And, I mean, it could happen regardless of what they do with Cam. I mean, I think there is some – and, Doran, you've been in the middle of it. I mean, NFL players of all the athletes are the most annoyed by their contracts because they're not fully guaranteed. And that's something that I think always kind of lingers in the back. And you think about Cam's work with the NFLPA – and I think all of that mixes in, but I do think, like, when Tomlin said, I'm not concerned about it, I really don't think that he's concerned about it. I mean, you saw Hayward standing by Tomlin on the sideline for a lot of the game. Like, there's no animosity. Players aren't avoiding him or side-eyeing him. I think they understand where he's coming from. Now, if the Steelers do it again, I think they will. It's how do they spin it so the other guys realize that they just can't come to us every year. And I mean, again, even if they don't do it, they could have guys come to them, and they're going to have tough decisions to make.
I think the Ramsey example is a really good one. I think, Jeff, you're right. If they do this, you have to be very clear that you only do things like this for 10-time captains, 4-time all pros, 7-time pro bowlers, future potential Hall of Fame guys. Because if not, then there is absolutely a slippery slope. I'm wondering if you're seeing a lot of this. I was listening to a bunch of your show this weekend, Jeff, award-winning, as always. this is the stuff I can't understand. Texter, and people are all entitled to their opinion. He was my favorite Steeler until this BS happened, and now I think he's a bum. It's almost as if this guy's decade-plus career, where he's been a wonderful player and a tremendous human being, it doesn't mean anything. It just all gets flushed down the tubes because of one contract dispute. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, if that gets solved really quickly, does that change then in a week? But I'm with you. I mean, I was surprised. A word that kept being used was huckster. You know, that he doesn't do charity work. He just hucksters. He's just a huckster. I'm sitting there, and it was fascinating just to listen to some of the people's opinions. I think Cam probably said too quickly, like, hey, I understand I signed a contract. But I think most fans look at it like, dude, you just signed a contract and you're making 14 and a half. And I think there are a lot of times where fans look at guys' salaries and are like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, 14 and a half million isn't enough when you've already made over 100 million in your career. But for Cam, it's amazing how much Cam is kind of like Hines Ward in the fact of, you know, he's always got that chip. He's always got that motivator. And for him, he said he told them that when he becomes an All-Pro, he's going to come back. And he said there was some giggling in the room. And that immediately, like, set something off in him. And he had a great season. And, you know, that it's a big deal for him, much like we saw with TJ. He's not looking to be the highest paid defensive lineman. He just wants to be in that neighborhood.
Jeff, you think Boswell gets done?
No, I don't.
Do you think he kicks game one?
I do. I think, I mean, maybe they would front a little money, but man, once, and no disrespect, but you're the kicker and you start getting special exceptions, I mean, then you're really opening the door. I mean, as great as he was, I would be surprised if they did something with Chris, but I think Chris will come back, and then they'll probably have some handshake agreement to work on a deal for next year. I mean, he is 34, so while kickers have longer careers and can kick into their 40s, some of them, I think that they would have some kind of agreement, like, hey, let's talk next year. We'll have your back. Just get out there and kick.
Man, I'll tell you that my man is skating. My man is skating right now, Jeff. And there have been the occasional texts or tweets or calls that we'll get. Oh, just give Boswell the money, because for him to be the highest paid kicker, it's just $1.5 million. But is it the principal or not? With the 2 years left on the deal, or what? Like, if you don't think Cam should get the money and you're a fan, you probably shouldn't think Boswell should get it right now, even though it's not a big chunk of change because, again, he kicks footballs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when Boswell signed his contract, it made him the highest paid kicker in the league with Tucker. I mean, and that was just a couple of years ago. It's not like he's making 1.2, I think, would be a Steeler mindset, even though where he sits in the division in the year he has. But, man, you really get into this. I mean, we could talk about it round and round. I mean, when you start, guys have great years and then they want more cash when they've got a couple of years on their salary, you run into these situations. Now, we've said, we being as a media group that have covered the Steelers forever, that, well, the Steelers don't do things this way. And how many times have they surprised us this offseason? This one, though, I would be shocked if they start opening the door for negotiations with 2 years left or even in season. And I think in season is the one that they really want to hold on to.
What's up with Darius Slay? He got nicked up yesterday. Is that a serious injury?
Yeah, it was the first seven shots, and he came down and immediately went down, and he just rolled his ankle. As Tomlin said, he'll be back ASAP. So, I mean, maybe he takes the last day of camp off so he could pack. Or, you know, they allowed James Pierre a few more reps, but it seemed like he was fine. He was able to, after practice, he was able to walk around, and it looked like he was having no problems. So expect him to be on the field, and expect Ramsey to be on the field tomorrow, according to Tomlin, which this will be a good test. If both those guys are on the field and they've kind of back to their secondary again, now let's see this offense that's gained some momentum.
Yeah.
Let's see how it looks in practice with that regular secondary back, because this is also the last practice where I can tell you everything that's happening, which is why I love camp.
Last day, Jeff. I think that Brooke Pryor, when she asked Tomlin about Ramsey, I think she asked him about Ramsey because nobody knew that any of this was going on with Cam. They almost say, hey, what's going on with Jalen? Like, when I heard it, maybe I'm just so in the Cam Hayward Holden mindset right now that I can't see the forest through the trees. But when I heard her ask that question, I was like, hold up now. Like, is Ramsey trying to get a contract extension? What's going on here?
It's funny you say that, because we were discussing it before the news conference. Like, how should we phrase this so he doesn't give us just a yes or no, or say it's bumps and bruises? So that she phrased it in a way where Mike kind of had to give an answer of, oh, he's just out, you know. But you're right. Now anyone that's working on the side, is it like, is this just
right.
one day, or is somebody looking for more cash? I mean, we thought we were done with it with TJ. You went into camp and you're like, all right, all this stuff's behind us. You know, you're just focusing on football, and here we are, your defensive captain and your leading scorer, looking for more money.
Oh, I love
that. And by the way, guys, I did ask Boswell to comment, and he said no, and then kind of turned his head as he was walking away, saying, because I know what you're going to ask me. I'm thinking, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think people want to know where your head's at.
Right.
So,
what did Cam Hayward think you guys were going to ask him about YA Black? Like, duh.
And listen, I mean, I wish he would have done it Thursday, but I will give Cam credit for at least stepping out, taking questions, and saying, hey, this is the deal. And people might hate him for it. I know a lot are, but at least he explained it to people of where his mind is.
Yep. Totally agree with that. Jeff, this was awesome, man. Appreciate the time. And the next time we'll talk to you will be now 2 days after camp is over. Whoa.
No. Crazy.
Quick.
All crazy. Right, buddy. At least it'll be a nice, cool day.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, pal. Jeff Hathaway.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Odyssey Sports Director. He's all over this. There's a bunch of good stuff on 937thefan.com. When we come back, we will react to Jeff. Also, like, I can't help but think, regardless of how this goes this year, this is not going to end well between Hayward and the Steelers. I think that's fairly obvious. Let's get into it. We've got Are You Smarter Than a Plumber, hopefully to laugh through, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Texter, what did Cam do in the playoffs against Baltimore? Nothing. Got ran over by Derrick Henry and wants more money. Tomlin and this clown Cam is the reason the Steelers are the new Browns and will never be competitive again. Yeah, I think I could easily make the argument that if you want to have playoff success, you probably need more Haywards, not less. Now, Cam hasn't played well in the playoffs, and he would admit that. Neither has TJ Watt. Fair enough. But I don't think the solution is less Hayward-type players.
Right.
I think you want more All-Pros. More All-Pros is good. Less All-Pros is bad. Thank you for attending my TED Talk.
Yes.
I also think it's important to note that we've talked to Caboli and Jeff this week, and both of them think that the Steelers will roll some of that bonus money forward, and that's how this is all going to wind up. So I do think it's going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
I do also think that we are headed for a divorce eventually. Like, this would be the couples counseling portion, and I think couples therapy can be very beneficial. I think therapy of all kinds can be beneficial.
This is like the last vacation. It's like, all right, let's try to rekindle this flame.
That's right.
Let's send the kids to the grandparents' house. Let's go on a little weekday or weekend excursion to like Nemecolon or something and see if we can figure this out.
We'll bring out the whips and chains, yes, and we'll see if we can, you know, hardcore S&M our way, yes, to a happy marriage.
Yes.
Spice things up a little bit.
Spice it up. See if it works out. Try not to fight.
But then ultimately that leads to separation. Oh, we're just going to spend some time apart and get back together. Oh, divorce.
Yep.
I think they will roll the money forward. I think he will play this year. I bet you he plays well this year. But then at the end of the season, because at that point, there will be just 1 year left on the deal, which is historically when they do negotiate these contracts. He's going to be looking for legitimately top-of-the-line money, and they're not going to be willing to give, and nor should they be at that point. They're not going to be willing to give him 3 years, Chris Jones, $30 million a season money, and he's going to balk at it. He's going to hit free agency, and I would guess that Cam Hayward, this will be, my guess is this is his last year as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
You think it's this, do you think he's just going to retire?
If he has another great season.
Yeah, it's hard to leave money on the table, right? Somewhere else, even if it's somewhere else.
And that's what people have a tough time with, and I totally get it. It's hard for people who make normal wages, average wages, upper middle class, lower middle, wherever you come down, whoever's listening to the show right now. It's tough to wrap your head around $131 million, but it's also tough to draw that analogy. It's just a totally different world.
Yeah.
If you're Cam and you're playing at a high level, at the end of this season, you try to negotiate a new deal. Of course you do. And if not, cut me, and I'm going to go onto the free agent market. My time playing football is finite. I'm going to want to make... Why would you not want to make every last dollar and cent and decimal point that you possibly can for the thing you're best at in this world?
Right.
And I think that's ultimately what's going to happen. I bet you he plays someplace else. But he wants to be respected for what he did last year now. And hey, look, it might sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm both sides of my mouth, Storm.
Mouse.
Don't let that mouse get too close to Harry. He'll crush it to death.
Yes.
I think Cam wants respect for what he did. And I don't think it's an unreasonable ask. But I can also say his agent screwed the pooch.
Yes, he did. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could have put this incentive in. And, you know, I see both sides of it. Like, it's like, I want paid for what I did last year. I also want paid for, you know, you needing me last year, but you should have known that going into last year as the agent and getting the most money and the most incentives possible.
When you're old, especially.
Yeah, when you're old, especially. See, that's why, like, maybe it's not the end of the road for Cam. Like, maybe they do. See, I would go the one-year deal route after next year, if I'm still playing at a high level with the Steelers.
Okay. That would make some sense.
That's whenever I would do it. Cause I'd be like, what? 38, 37, 38
years
old. Yeah. I'll do a 1 year deal for, if I'm still playing at a high level for what? 20 some million, 20 million.
Or if they're not willing to do that, then bet on yourself and sign a $12 million deal that if you wind up being all pro, we can make it $25 million, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be the middle ground next year.
Because I don't think Cam wants to play anywhere else.
He probably doesn't want to. But do guys value being a one-helmet guy over making as much money as possible?
I think he's the last breed of that. He obviously wants to make as much money as possible, as we're talking about right now. But if there's one guy that's the last breed of wanting to be a one-helmet guy, it's him.
And I understand why people are throwing the whole Rodgers thing in his face. We said, my pitch would be, if you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, come be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Or something to that effect. He does want to be a Steeler.
Yeah.
He just doesn't feel like he's being compensated fairly. And I think those are different things.
I love Cam, but like.
He signed the deal.
He signed the deal.
I get it.
It is fair. It's what you signed for. 11 months ago.
Right.
So.
I don't have a problem with people being like, yo, dude, play for the contract. I really don't. What drives me nuts is the personal attacks, and then the people who say stupid stuff.
I don't even pay attention to those people.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I don't even look at it.
And then there are people who say, if he played poorly, would he have given the money back? No, they'd have cut his ass because he'd have had a second consecutive not great year.
Yep.
And the $13 million signing bonus, they wouldn't have paid.
Right.
That's not hard to understand.
Right.
Would he give it back? No, they don't pay it to him. And then he has to fill out a check and mail it back to South Water Street, but they just wouldn't have given it to him.
Right.
He needs to honor the contract. They wouldn't have.
That is true.
So I think you can find a way here to not hurt yourselves, and you can find a way here if you're Cam Hayward to meet halfway and just take that damn roster bonus. Like,
If that's what it is that he wants.
Well, fair enough. But if it's not, then my advice to Cam would be settle for that then. Settle for that then. That would be my advice to him. If you really want to rip this thing up and get a new 3-year deal and you want to make $25, $30 million a season, then tough nuggets, dude. Take the six if they're going to offer that and accept that your agent effed up last year. That's what I would say to him. And that's where there's some nuance too. He's not worth, at this age, for me, 25, 30 million bucks. But can you give him six? Yes. Should he accept six? Absolutely. Because I don't think that asking for more than that is reasonable.
Right.
Because of what the damn agent did last
year. Yep.
Texter, one last thing. Crowley and especially Pony and Mueller keep caping for their pal Hayward. He's a nice guy, cool, but what's right is right. He signed a deal, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I like Cam Hayward.
We all do.
We all do. But there's a lot of guys I like and rip. I thought Neil Brown was the nicest man in the world, just to name one. And we had many of interactions. I also wanted his ass fired, so that's not really how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real assessment that I would have to make if I'm running things with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, do I think Cam Hayward can repeat the production that he did last year? And if he does do that this year, could be something. I mean, with how the defense is constructed now. But I would have to really believe that he could do what he did last year for me to give a bonus.
I didn't think he was going to be able to do last year what he did.
Right, but it's another year.
But now that he did what he did, my expectation is kind of that he'd go out there and you do the same thing, especially because he's causing a stink right now. Like, anything short, and I think this is fair, anything short of an all-pro season this year, fans are going to rightfully lose their minds, and I might be lining up with them.
Like, and a playoff one.
Sure. Where the defense plays well.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on the other side of Southside. Jake, are you smarter than a plumber? Up next. All right, we got a bunch of people on hold to talk about Cam Hayward, and we will do that with you in a couple of minutes. Right now, we're joined by Southside Jake. We're breaking up all this Cam Hayward talk with, well, some trivia fun. Good morning to you, Jake. What do you got, buddy?
Nice hat.
Good morning. Oh, thank you. I'm actually heading to Latrobe today, so that's why I got to put the hat on.
Are you sure you're not going to be running away from a boulder towards the Ark of the Covenant? Because that's what you look like today.
Or in Jurassic Park.
I'm going to be on a roof today all day. So you got to keep that sun off. You know what I mean, boys.
That's
so,
right.
So let's get down to it.
Let's do it.
All right. First question. And I will just tell you this. I should probably keep one of your lifelines for the last question today. It's a doozy.
All right.
It is a doozy. All right, Steeler kickers history. Here we go. One of these four Steelers kickers who have 100 or more extra point attempts, who is the only one with a 100% extra point conversion? A, Gary Anderson. B, Chris Boswell. C, Jeff Reed. Or D, Sean Sweezum.
Man,
Gary,
you want to go Gary? Even great kickers weren't great back then. They moved it back on our guy Boz.
Right?
Did they move it back for Sweezum? I've never been able to say his name right, by the way. You want to go with Gary? Or we want to use a lifeline?
How many do we have? We have two still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's use a lifeline.
We want to go 50-50? We'll go 50-50. We did this thing again.
Okay. A, Gary Anderson on the board. And D, Sean Sweezum on the board.
I'm getting Sweezum vibes here.
I know, me too. Go with it.
You want to go with Sweesh?
Got feeling.
Let's go with Swish or Sweesh.
You are correct. It is Sean Sweezum.
That kick
little nugget here. I didn't realize, honestly, that he was this good. So his career field goal percentage was 87.9%
for
the Steelers.
Wow.
Boswell is 88.
A good so Canadian man.
Put that in perspective.
Played that's in a hockey good. League with a couple of my buddies.
I think he works for the Penguins.
I like him.
Yeah.
Oh. Fun interview.
Good guy.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
All right, next one. What Steeler holds the record for the most fumbles of 14 in a single season? A, Cordell Stewart. B, Franco Harris. C, Jerome Bettis. Or D, Ben Roethlisberger.
I bet you it's Ben. I bet you it's a quarterback. And Ben played behind some terrible offensive lines. 2006, he got hit a lot and was really not very good after the motorcycle 14, accident. Though? It's a huge number. That's like Kurt Warner and New York Giants level of fumbling. That's a huge number. I just can't imagine Franco fumbling once a game in the 1970s.
Didn't Bettis fumble a lot one year?
He had a famous fumble, that's for sure. I don't remember him fumbling that much.
No, I actually don't, yeah. Man.
I kind of want to go Cordell. Because not only would he get sacked and strip sacked, but also he ran a ton. But then Ben's getting sacked 60 times in a couple of seasons. Where are you leaning?
Cordell.
Let's do it. Final answer.
Always go with your gut. It was Ben. 14 in 2008.
The
actually.
Super Bowl year.
14 fumbles? Yes.
17 touchdowns, yeah. 15 picks for Ben that year. It wasn't very good. I mean, he would
2008
obviously win the games late. All right, let's get the money ball.
I went deep for this one, boys. I went very deep. Since 2000, this NFL team has had the most players arrested at 57. Hey. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Off the top of my head, I'm just thinking Bengals, but do go ahead.
Oh, well, how ironic. A, Bengals. B, Vikings. C, Broncos. Or D, Browns.
Didn't the Vikings' entire boat get arrested? Or didn't they have that big party boat back in the day?
Keep in mind, 2000 and up.
Bengals came immediately to mind, and I think Adam Jones probably accounted for a lot of those himself.
Man.
It was Bengals, Vikings.
57 arrests.
Who were the other two?
Bengals, Vikings, Browns, and Broncos.
Do you think the Browns have had their issues?
Yeah. Ooh.
The one that doesn't fit for me is the Broncos, which makes me almost think that that's the answer. Do we let Harry decide?
No. Absolutely not. He probably doesn't even know these are football questions. You want to go Bengals?
Yeah. Final answer?
Hey, Bengals, boys.
I think it's
final
the Browns.
Answer. All right.
You think it's the Browns?
That is incorrect. Should have went with your gut again. It was the Vikings.
Vikings? I did know that, by the way. So.
No, you didn't.
Get out of here.
Yes, I did.
Honorable notice. Broncos, 56. Second place.
What? Jake, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, fellas.
I'm disappointed.
Have a good day.
You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That was a fun one. To the phones?
Sure.
Doug's been waiting on hold patiently. We're sorry, Doug, for an hour. Hi, Doug.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're good, man.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that everybody's mad about with this Cam situation is not only him, but everybody creates all this drama. They got terms of contract left, and they want to hold. There's all this talk, and they agree to terms, and then they hold out again before the end of those terms.
Sure.
And it's just a big cycle of it. They sign 3-4 years, and before the end of that, somebody gets more money than them, and they want to hold out and get more money.
I get the fan frustration from that standpoint, Doug. I do. In addition to that, I think things that are at play are the Steelers' lack of playoff success, the fact that Cam hasn't necessarily played well in those playoff games, the fact that they're already spending so much money on defense, the fact that Cam just did it last offseason, the fact that Cam kind of talked trash on Aaron Rodgers. I think you roll it all into one, and this was sort of the straw that breaks the proverbial camel's back. Like, I get frustration. I do, from a fan perspective.
Yeah.
I hope TJ Watt doesn't do it after all the drama for his contract.
Thank you, Doug. Yeah, that would be something.
Yeah, like after this year?
He has 25 sacks, sets an all-time record, and he's like, I'm going to need $100 million.
Yep.
All right, more calls, 412-928-9370. Bob in Maine has been waiting patiently, so we'll get his thoughts and opinions on Cam Hayward. Also, the first AP poll came out yesterday for the college football season. Pitt receiving a few votes. Why that might be exactly where they want to be, we'll tell you when we come back. 50-minute mark of the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. This is my bad. I should have had Callis pull the CBS college football theme. We will get back, sadly, into Cam Hayward with another angle at this whole thing coming up at the top of the hour. Got a good Rodgers topic later on in the show. AP poll came out yesterday. Yes. That's a holiday.
Yep.
It's a holiday. College football, we are so close to being back. Number one team in the land is Texas.
Yeah.
Number two, Penn State. We'll get to them at 8:50. Pitt did receive 3 votes. So here's a stat that should make Pitt fans feel good. So Pitt not in the top 25. There you go, Harry. Last season, 2024, 13 of the 25 teams in the final AP poll were unranked in the first AP poll.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, you had Florida State in the top 10. They went 2-10. You had Michigan coming off a national championship. They were ranked. They were eh.
Yep.
Now, they did beat Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
You had Utah, unanimous to win the Big 12. Nah. You had Arizona State, unanimously picked last in the Big 12. They finished first, and they almost beat Texas in a playoff game. So this might be exactly where Pitt wants to be. What it also tells me is we've always been guessing on AP polls. Harder now than ever before.
Yes.
With all the roster turnover every single season.
All the transfers and things of that nature. Regarding the Pitt, if they just take care of the teams and the business that they have to take care of, unlike last year, they will see themselves probably ranked at some point and maybe at the end of the season. So it really just comes down to that. They have the dogs to do it. They have the horses to do it. They just have to execute whenever they get their opportunity to do it. So, but Penn State, as you said, we will talk about them at some point. Ohio State, Texas, kicking off the season really in a couple weeks here. That's going to be just unbelievable.
Texas is the first AP number one team to be an underdog in the first game of the season. They were a slight underdog on the road at Ohio State, now the number three team in the AP poll.
Are they just number one because of Arch?
I mean, they're good. They went to the playoff last year. Now Arch. Yeah, sure. We'll get into Penn State. I'll throw it up on Twitter. I think I know the answer to this. Is it natty or bust? And if that's the case with them, it's probably natty or bust for Texas. And there's another couple of teams in there that probably feel the same way. And well, not everyone can win the national championship. Uh-huh. So what should happen to our good pal James Franklin if they fall short again? Your point about Pitt taking care of business, they'll only play, again, things change. They'll only play two teams that are preseason ranked. Now, their top 10 teams, Notre Dame, but that's at Pitt. Miami, that's at Pitt. And those are two of the final three games of the season. I look at the schedule. I think Louisville at some point could wind up ranked.
Yep.
I think Georgia Tech at some point could wind up ranked.
Yep.
I think Stanford could go 0-12.
Yep. All right. Andrew Luck. Nate Byam, offensive coordinator.
I don't think that they're going to be a perennial failure, but I don't think this is the year they turn it around.
Frank Reich.
Really?
I think he's the head coach.
All right, I changed my mind. They might win one. All right. Coming up next, simple question. Has Cam Hayward done irreparable harm to his legacy in just a couple of days? We've talked about whether or not he should get paid, shouldn't get paid, the nuances of all that. In your opinion, has he done his legacy irreparable harm? 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Right now it's time for Fan Weather. The last day of Steelers practice, Doran. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And it will be a hot one for our friend Southside Jake. 90 degrees the high, clear skies.